Hi, my name is Kevin Williams. I am an open water swimming coach, and we're sitting here now in Finet at Lux Beach, just overlooking on a windy day and choppy waves coming in over us. And I just see the dredging boat just coming in past us here as well. They're dredging the marina at the minute.
I see a few people are even going to bear the water, even though it's windy.
Yeah, every day throughout the winter, you'll have 20 to 30 people here every morning. They'll go in for their dip, which is fantastic to see, because it's health on our doorstep for free. So you can see from while you were talking to one of the girls there and her reaction, just the amazement going into it, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just loving it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, you teach a lot of people, but when did this all start?
Right, so this started, I've always been a swimmer. I've always been beside the sea or in the sea or near the sea. And I transitioned then my life, I suppose, from kind of a hectic work schedule in the motor industry to lifestyle in the open water. So it took a few years to transition completely. And then I was heavily involved with the Tralee Bay Swimming Club here. And then I suppose going back about 8 or 9 or 10 years, I got all my teaching credentials and stuff like that. But over the last 20 years, I've been promoting and pushing, more than 20 years now, promoting and pushing open water swimming, and in particular marathon open water swimming, you know. And but that's pushing that bit. I also do the winter swimming training as well. Like, so if you decide tomorrow morning that you wanted to winter swimming or dipping, I do the courses for them as well, you know. So, yeah.
And tell me, like, the benefits of open water swimming. Like, we all know that there's loads, and even if you dip yourself in for maybe a minute or two, you feel completely different.
Yeah, absolutely, you do. It's, you know, you can come out here with the worries of the world and put your head in the water there for 2 minutes and they're gone, you know. It changes your perspective on a lot of things. When you're going there, you're facing the elements, right? You're going in, like, you're basically just wearing a togs and a cap and goggles, and so you're facing the elements. You're going into water that you generally would not be in, even in a cold shower. A cold shower is probably around 11 or 12 degrees. During winter here, it's 5 or 6 degrees, you know, which is quite cold. So to be going in there every day, and so it stresses the body, which gives you resilience against stress in the long run anyway, you know, so teaches your body how to deal with stress. It's good for circulation. It's just great for your mental health. It gets the dopamines flowing, and you know, so it's brilliant. Yeah.
And Kevin, you're from Tralee, so how did you get interested in swimming?
As I said, just as a child growing up, we were always, I suppose, when my parents were taking us to the beach, it was across the bay in Derrymore.
A lovely spot.
Yeah. So that's where we used to go to, and then. As I grew up into the teen years, and we used to come to Finet a bit, and out to Banna then a good bit, you know, because that's where the crack was that time, like, you know, so, but, yeah, so then, I suppose life comes along, and, but we'd be swimming every day during the summer and stuff, not so much winter swimming then, but life comes along, and married and children and stuff, so I was probably away from it for a good few years. No, I mean, I'd be always in touch with it, but I mean, mm-hmm. not
as much as you are right now.
No, God, nowhere near it. And then I suppose I was kind of fairly stressed at work. I was a heavy smoker, as I will say, an enthusiastic smoker, if we call it. Okay. And the health wasn't great. And I said, no, something's got to change here. Yeah. So I kind of give up the cigarettes. And then when my children had flown the coop, I said, yeah, Lucas, time to take a step back here and get into it more, you know. But so I started back swimming again when I gave up the cigarettes, basically, when I was 40, I think.
And how did you find doing all that? Was it a big change?
A big change, but a great change. It opened up a whole new way of life again, you know, new friendships, more in touch with nature, just calmer, you know. It's a different feeling completely. And, you know, I got so much from it. I started training and doing for longer swims, and I started out, sorry, just to digress, started out swimming with the King of the Masters in the pooling complex in Tralee. And then that year, Philip James Hurley, who's his name, who I was swimming with, he said, come on, we'll go back to Phoenix. And so we came back to Phoenix, and I think it was probably May or June, and we did a lap of the harbour here, or the bay here.
And how long would that be?
That's over and back is about 1,500 metres, we'll say, from the changing rooms, the bathing slip back here, over to the pier and back. So,
oh, wow.
Which wasn't a distance, but like it was my first night swimming in open water for a long time. And,
well, how did it feel when, you know, you stepped in there at first and then you realised, okay, I'm going to do this?
Oh, it was great. It was just an amazing feeling. Like, yeah, amazing. It was great. You know, but I suppose to get that little bit of encouragement or push from somebody to do it, that's what made all the difference, okay? And I just kind of fell into it, and I loved it, and I turned into new friendships here every day, and I started pushing the distances then a good bit, like, and we started, you know, doing lots of longer swims, and then I decided to take on the English Channel myself. And
what was that like?
It was the training specifically, it was the hard part, you know, because, right, there was nobody here at that calibre to train with, so I ended up going down, up and down to Cork a lot with... the Sandy Cove swimmers down there, and Ned Dennison, who would be the thing. So, but I learned a lot from them, and I kind of brought it back here. And after the training was finished and stuff, you know, the English Channel didn't happen for me for a couple of reasons. Two times I was weathered out, and another time the shoulder. But anyway, to bring it back here, I got so much from swimming in the open water, and such a benefit. And I was encouraged to do it, and so it's all about giving back. And, you know, so I started giving back and promoting and encouraging and bringing people out and teaching them. Then I started doing my coaching and teaching credentials, and here we are. So.
And you say here we are, but you've won awards and everything for this. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I have done. I was inducted into the Ireland Marathon Swimming Hall of Fame 2022. The ceremony was there in February. Which is a fantastic achievement. And last year then I was voted the Irish Long Distance Swimming Association as their coach of the year. Yeah, so. Yeah.
How did that feel?
It was nice. It's nice. Look, it's lovely to get recognised by your peers, you know, and they are a fantastic bunch of people there. So it's lovely. And there's a great community, open water community, not only in Kerry, but all over Ireland and all over the world, you know, so. And I've met some fantastic people like through it.
And I'd imagine here in Phoenix as well during the summertime, you meet people from overseas, you meet all types of people.
Yeah.
So what kind of stories do you get from people like that when they step in here?
Well, I suppose what we have here now is that I also organise marathon swims here in Tralee Bay. So a couple of years ago, it took a good few years to push Tralee Bay as a destination for long distance swimming. Even though I knew it was there, and I was the first person to swim from Blennerville to Casa Gregory, and that was 2012, and I was trying to push it since, so it finally took off then about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, started to come to fruition, and we started getting a lot of people more interested in the long distance swimming and the marathon swims. So it came to last year, I did 17, I escorted and organised 17 marathon swims for out-of-town swimmers, we'll say, in Tralee Bay, which was a huge promotion for the area and for Tralee Bay itself.
You know, and what was the feedback like?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. We have three resident dolphins, bottlenose dolphins here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Fina 3, we can call them. Some people have different names. We just refer to them as the Fina 3. And they escort all the swims, which is just amazing, you know. And when a swimmer is concentrating on what they're doing or zoned out for a few hours, and next thing, three lads up here, and it's amazing. Yeah.
That must be such an amazing feeling to look around. You see, you know, you're doing what you do, then seeing all these, it's just the nature, isn't it, of
completely,
it?
Yeah.
And you're out there alone
with
your thoughts and everything, and just seeing all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. It is amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
And what was the swim like from Castle Gregory to the Maharees?
What was it? Blennerville to Maharees, yeah. It was good. I trained for it, and like I said, I'd been training for the English Channel, and so I said, look, I'm not going to waste the training, and we'll do something at home in Tralee Bay. Excuse me, that was...
what's her name again?
My golden retriever, Roxy.
Roxy. Yeah, that's Roxy Penty in the background. She's dying to get out.
Yeah.
But even just that experience, how long did it take you to swim that?
That was 6 hours and 12 minutes on that swim, yeah. So it was... Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was
and
nice
that swimming down. Itself, yeah. Obviously, you're going to get hungry, you're going to get exhausted. How do you manage that?
On the long distance swims, you feed on. It's a high carbohydrate drink. That's what myself and most marathon swimmers would do. You go for an hour first, swim for an hour, and then every half an hour, they'll throw the bottle down to you from the boat on a string or fishing reel, and you take your drink as quick as you can. You know, 10 or 15 seconds and go again. And it's about just about maybe quarter
liter. And that doesn't cause cramps or anything? Or?
No. And it's a slow release, high carb. Okay. Yeah, so that keeps you going. You take that every half an hour, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what keeps you going.
And you coached as well, Elaine Burrows de Lens. What was that experience like?
Elaine, I suppose I don't want to... I've coached a lot of swimmers, okay? So
yes.
Elaine is at a different level completely. Elaine is world class, all right? And just coaching Elaine is a thrill because no matter what you give her, you know, she doesn't question it. She does what she's supposed to do. When she's doing her big swims in, she gets in. She relies completely on myself and John O'Sullivan and Jeremy McDonald or whoever else is on the team at the time. And she just trusts everyone and does it, gets on with the job that she has to do, which is to swim, mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah, and we look after everything else then for her. Including the training and the talks and you know, encouragement and feeding and everything else. Like, so she only has to swim, and she knows that then, you know. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you get like the ordinary person, like, well, I probably will never be able to swim. I can only swim on my back in a pool. But when you get someone who says, "I just want to try it out mm-hmm. and see how I go,"
yeah.
How do you prepare for that, and how do you make a plan for them?
I suppose what I wanted to say there was, like, Elaine is an English Channel swimmer. She's a marathon swimmer. She's done Irish Triple Crown, she's done lots of stuff, mm-hmm. Okay, but that's at that level, okay, so it's in her blood, but you know, for someone to come along and just get in the water that hasn't done it before, mm-hmm. Take their first step, just walk in up to their knees, all right, that's their English Channel, if you understand what I was saying, it's the same feeling they have as Elaine will have, you know, and so getting people into the water, that's how I'd start with them, just getting them in, encouraging them slowly. I run a cold water introduction course and every probably two or three times a year, and there's always a good few new people at that. It's amazing, they love it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, but lots of screaming and everything.
Lots of screaming, of course, yeah, which is part of the fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's another way of releasing everything though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And but for them to get out to the first buoy, which would be about 20 metres off the beach, there's no buoys out to the minute. That's massive for them, you know, huge.
Mm-hmm. And do your children get involved? Do they like
They can swim, but they're not involved in it now like that. They're mm-hmm. busy with their own lives. Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And as well, Kevin, you had a cup named after you. So tell us a bit about that.
I do.
The cup named after you.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, the Irish Long Distance Swimming Association, when they decided to award a Coach of the Year. Award. They actually named the trophy after myself and another coach in Northern Ireland, Dorothy Johnson's her name. Yeah, so it's called the Johnson Williams Award for open water coaching. Yeah.
And what did it feel like when you received it?
Well, that was kind of, I suppose, to find out that it was my name was on the trophy. Being awarded, I don't want to look quite, you know, it was lovely. It's
I know,
great
but
to
you
be.
Must have had such an amazing smile on your face.
Like that again, yeah, just, you know, to be recognised by your peers again, you know, it's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Nice
now, here. Before we started this interview, a lot of people seem to be waving at you here
yeah.
in Phoenix because they know you. But your advice to one of the people that were going into the water today was to make sure you go in with someone.
Yeah.
What would be your advice to anyone that's just trying it out?
Well, if you're just trying it out, you know, contact me or contact one of the local swimmers here, right? There's always someone here. Come out in the morning, have a chat, and there's always someone willing to go in with you. I'm around. I do the course on introduction into the water a few times a year. So, but just always make sure that you do it safely. I mean, safe. It's a fantastic facility here, and as most beach locations are, but we have a lovely safe area. We have the little cove here, mm. And you know, it's reasonably safe, but you have to treat it with respect. The sea is always the boss, like, always, you know. So you have to treat it with respect. So don't do silly things like,
diving or jumping off or
diving flips. In shallow or stuff like that, you know, and don't go swimming on your own. You know, if you're going in, tell someone where you're going or what you're doing, you know, how long you intend to be, you know, come back. On the longer swims, encourage everyone to wear an orange, high visibility tow float. You may have seen them up there with the swimmers. So it's great. I mean, during the summer here, you'll probably have from kind of 6 in the morning until 10 at night, you'll probably have the bones of 300 to 400 swimmers throughout the day here,
Amazing.
And in the winter, on Sunday here, you'll probably have 150-200 swimmers here on a Sunday morning, you know, throughout the morning, from 8 o'clock to 12, massive amount.
And I heard as well that some people, if they're only kind of going into the water just to go into it, not to swim, that you should only stay in there for the... So let's say the temperature of the water is 7 degrees, that you should only stay in there for 7 minutes.
Yeah, that would be, it's a rule of thumb, all right? Yeah. Everyone is different, but it's a good rule of thumb, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're not feeling right after 4 minutes, it doesn't mean you have to stay the seven minutes, you know, get out. But initially, you kind of do want to stay past the first, kind of 90 seconds, 2 minutes. Just let the body acclimatize to it, and you'll find that the body does acclimatize, changes, and it doesn't become... as torturous, I suppose, for a new person. And that's when you start feeling, yes, God, this is okay, actually. It's not bad, you know. So, yeah.
And finally, Kevin, what do you love about Finnish?
Oh, I love the Finnish. Well, I'm just looking out here. We have a beautiful location, looking out on the Sleipnir Mountains and looking at our lighthouse and our pier. And, you know, we're coming down the bay. We've got our oyster boats out at the minute. You know, so it's a beautiful location here. There's always people here. There's always someone to talk to, or have a chat with, have a coffee with, have a slag with, have a laugh with. You know, so it's a fantastic location. It's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I love about this area is how clear the water can be as well.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just breathtaking here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, during the summer here, you can just have a nice day for sitting down on the steps over here. And, you know, there's people coming and going all day, and you'll get the dolphins might come in and, you know, put on a show for people and, you know. And,
100%. Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your
time.
You're very
welcome. Thank you.
We're very fascinated to talk to you, and we'll follow your journey.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kenya.
And to Roxy as well. Thank you, Roxy.